Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Hard to believe this is the final hour of the show already. Good heavens, man. Time flies when you're having fun. I could go another couple hours with you. Let me give you a brief recap of the previous 2 hours in case you were asleep at the wheel. Alan Gottlieb made a triumphant return to the program after being gone for several weeks. I get a lot of email when Alan's not here. People ask, hey, where's Alan? He's not gone, you know, permanently. No. Mr. Gottlieb travels a lot, and over the last 7 to 8 weeks, he has literally, quite literally, been on the road every week from NRA convention, USCCA Expo. He's been traveling in Washington. He was down in California. He had just a couple days a week at home during the last 7 to 8 weeks. Been a very harrowing schedule for him. At every single place he goes, he's fighting on your behalf. Every single place, no matter where he goes. Cross-country trips back and forth from Texas to Seattle and back, Washington to Seattle and back. And he was in Washington. If you recall from the opening segment, he had a great meeting with Chris Cox from the National Rifle Association, opportunity to talk with he and his wife. So it's always about your right to bear arms. He got back in time for Mother's Day, and we just said, take Mother's Day off. You've been gone for days. And now what has stretched into weeks. And Alan made a great return today. He's just so filled with information. We talked about Pete Shields. I opened up my opening segment with some comments, and I injected a quote from Pete Shields in there. And I note that David Kodria, coming up in just a moment, did in a column from Ammo Land also. This is very telling stuff. And we overlook this a lot. We're going to go there with David Kodria and get his take on what it meant as well. But Alan gave us some really great insight and took us back to the 70s, to when he was a younger man, obviously, doing a TV appearance debating Pete Shields, who was also a younger man at the time. And they tried to debunk Mr. Gottlieb, and they were unable to do it. Both the host and Shields were unable to do it. So a lot of history there with Alan. Great insight from him. Afterwards, A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News. How much fun do we have with A.W.R. Hawkins? Sound like Trump, right? Do we love A.W.R. Hawkins? We love A.W.R. Hawkins. We love our A.W.R. Hawkins. Everything he writes, it's so fun to be able to bring you, in his own voice, some of the stuff that you read throughout the week. And, of course, nothing less than that from my next guest, a longtime original contributor, in particular to this hour of Armed American Radio. For many years, we are now in our 10th year now. David Kodria, War on Guns. I sound kind of like I'm dating both of us when I say we're now on our 10th year at Armed American Radio from these Crossbreed Holster Studios, brother, but it's true. We've been doing this a long time together. Great to have you here.
You know what? I just had a birthday a week ago, and oh, to be 10 again. So don't worry.
Well, you know, you can do that mentally, right? And you're only as old as you think. It's just a chronological number. My gosh. But, David, let me start with this, because I injected a quote, and we don't talk about this enough. And you have it in a piece from yours, too. Your article at Ammo Land is a little bit different kind, really kind of the same thing. But you mentioned it's hard to not go in the same direction when you quote Pete Shields, because he made a very famous quote that we have used in pro-gun rights circles for many, many years that I think was a turning point in the gun control movement, because even back then, people like Alan Gottlieb used it to say, see. And I think that caused a shift in today's way and moved everything from gun control to Brady campaign to gun safety and all this other garbage. But Pete Shields' quote, I think, was instrumental. Let me quote that. You also quoted it in your piece. It says, today's gun control debate. Remember, this was to the New Yorker in 1976. Hold on one second. Here we go. I'm convinced that we have to have federal legislation to build on. We're going to have to take one step at a time, and the first step is necessarily, given the political realities, 1976, going to be very modest. Of course, it's true that politicians will then go home and say this is a great law, the problem is solved, and it's also true that such statements will tend to defuse the gun control issue for a time. So then we'll have to strengthen that law, and then again strengthen that law, and maybe again and again. Right now, though, we'd be satisfied not with half a loaf but with a slice. Our ultimate goal, total control of handguns in the United States, is going to take time. My estimate is from 7 to 10 years. The problem is to slow down the increasing number of handguns sold in this country. The second problem is to get them all registered. And the final problem is to make the possession of all handguns and all handgun ammunition, except for the military, policemen, licensed security guards, licensed sporting clubs, and licensed gun collectors, totally illegal. There's been no shift in their thought process, merely what they call it, right?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely. And that's a quote, Mark, that I have been using for decades. It came up in a recent piece, sure, but the opportunities to use that quote continually present themselves, because what the other side does is they present it as common sense gun safety laws, and what they're really after is a national ban on all guns. And so when they say, well, we have to ban quote-unquote assault rifles, well, yeah, but after that, they want to take the next slice and the next slice and the next slice. And here's one other organization, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, right?
Right, right.
Okay, they were the National Council to Ban Handguns.
Right.
Okay, you know, and so that's what these people are about. Nancy Pelosi admitted the slippery slope. That's something else that the Brady campaign used to make fun of and say, oh, people who talk about a slippery slope, they're just paranoids. No, you play their own words back to them. Because Pete Shields and his organization was called at the time, they ended up changing themselves into the Brady campaign, mm-hmm. because they couldn't present themselves as wanting to ban things. They figured, first of all, it was going to be Handgun Control Incorporated, and then after that, you know, the Brady campaign to stop gun violence.
Yeah, it was Handgun Control, Inc. Alan gave us the rundown, and then eventually winding up as Brady campaign. You know, I think it's interesting because, let me see if I can find this here quickly. Probably should have pulled this up, but that's what I love about having you on the show. We can go so many different directions, really, without having to go, so we don't have to go down too many holes. We just know where to go. But I pulled a piece from Sarah Brady. I mentioned to my listeners, Shields died of cancer in 93 after making it his life's work to ban guns. But, again, not before he turned the organization into or turned it over to the Bradys. Here's what Sarah Brady said. Jim and I are deeply saddened at the loss of the very heart and soul of the movement dedicated to reducing handgun violence and saving lives. And if you hear that quote, which you wrote, which I mentioned tonight, and you put it in context with what Sarah Brady said, that tells you every single thing you need to know about everything that came subsequent to that statement about what the Brady campaign's objective actually truly is. Unless Sarah Brady was just a flat-out, bald-faced, stupid liar who changed her mind 50 million times and has no convictions, and we all know that's not true.
Yeah, Mark, it's absolutely the incrementalism, which is why I am so dead set against any compromise, and I've talked about it before on this show. It's like you're surrounded by a pack of starving jackals, and if you throw them a scrap of meat, who really thinks that's going to satisfy them and make them go away and leave you alone?
Well, you know, it's like if anybody that does any camping, if you get into the outdoors, right, it's like the bear-proof garbage cans. There's a reason for that, because they keep coming back if you've got food. And it's the same way that just the example you use with the jackal. Anybody who's ever watched Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, let's date myself there too, right?
Oh, Marlon.
No, I used to watch that live, all right? What is that? Okay, sorry about that. If you're listening and you know what I'm talking about, have some fun with me on that. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. Lots of fun with that. But the fact of the matter is, you know, this is all part of the natural order of things when it comes to someone who is seeking something that you have. If you give them a scrap, they're going to continue to come back for more. If you've got a pet, for gosh sakes, that's all you got to do. Your dog will sit at the same spot when you sit down to eat as long as you feed the dog from the table. They understand what's going on. And, you know, dare I say, David, that the anti-gunners are just like that. With the last 20 seconds, I'll let you take it. But they are simply, they're looking for scraps. They're scavengers, are they not?
It's not just guns. It's speech. Look at the way that social media discriminates against pro-gun speech. Look at the way the banks are getting involved in you know, freezing us out of financial transactions. It's every facet of life. They want to control it all, not just guns. It's not about guns. It's about freedom. They want it all because at heart, they're totalitarians.
When we come back from this break, I want to ask you, because you went there, and I'm glad you did. We'll segue right into that. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Alan Gottlieb about corporate America. You wrote about it. And then I got to ask you, what's a FUD? You're going to have a lot of fun with this one. The FUDs are out. It's lots of fun. Too much fun with the FUDs. We'll explain when we come back on Armed American Radio from the Crossbreed Holster Studio.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's nearly the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but you've only got a few days left to make your dreams come true. Because the USCCA is giving five of you, my lucky listeners, $1,000 to buy your dream Kimber with extra ammo. That's right. Five of you will take home $1,000 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. And it's completely free. But your chances to win end next Friday. There will be no gun after that. So this is your last chance. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your five free chances to win right now. It's that simple. You can enter in seconds, and it's 100% free. But you're almost out of time before the USCCA draws those five winners. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to reveal your dream Kimber and enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss it. Go to armedandresponsible.com and lock in your five chances right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back." And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a sec. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine washer and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi,
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Love Mike Gallagher, my go-to host whenever I get a chance to listen to talk radio, which is virtually never anymore for a lot of different reasons. But nonetheless, Mike's the guy I turn to. You should do the same thing. MikeOnline.com, and make sure to check out Mr. Gallagher. His show is incredible. His insight, his humor, his wit, his wisdom. He is absolutely amazing. And I'm very proud to be able to call Mike a friend. ArmedAndResponsible.com. Don't forget that. Lock in the five free chances to win it now. It's free, 100% free. You get five chances with the one entry. The USCCA was kind enough to extend it through next Sunday. I've been telling you all week on the daytime show that it ends on Friday. Well, they were kind enough. I got a note today. Go ahead and read that and extend it out. We're going to give your listeners up until Sunday for that. So very cool on their part. We've got an extra couple days. They're going to give away five Kimbers plus ammo. It's got the laser grip on it. You're going to get a check for $1,000 to buy that stuff, but you're going to get the ammo sent to you, the whole nine yards, okay? ArmedAndResponsible.com. Let's go back to David Kodria. David, lots to talk about. Let's go where I wanted to go and kind of segue into the whole corporate thing here, you know, the whole Dick's Sporting Goods and all this stuff. Haven't had a chance to talk with you about that, so I want to go two different holes with you. We'll go down the hole to the left first, and I don't mean political left and political right, but we'll take that road to the left first. And I'll ask you the same question I asked Alan Gottlieb. I graduated college with a degree in business. I ran a business for a long time. Started it from scratch, never borrowed a dime from anybody, including a bank. Met my own payroll for over 10 years with the income that my business generated. I'm very proud of that. Had up to, at one point, 12 employees and was doing about $12 million a year in annual sales. That was not net. That was annual gross sales. But nonetheless, started it from scratch. Got out of that business after a while, got tired of it. But I understood that I wanted everybody's business I could get. And I don't understand why in today's political climate, a company like Dick's Sporting Goods will not only make it clear that they don't want to sell a particular gun to someone who wants to buy it, and then go a step further and hire a firm to come after somebody's gun rights. They are a freaking retail store, and they are publicly traded. Now, anybody who knows anything about business at the public level, at the corporate level, knows that the sole responsibility of the CEO is to make the most return on the investor's investment and make them as much money as possible. Why is this guy still CEO? And what does that say about corporate America today that they're making political statements at the risk of losing half of their potential customers? If I had money invested in Dick's, I'd be absolutely furious. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and you can go and you can watch their stock prices fluctuate on the market. You know, they're not doing that well. They're trying to pass that off and say that, well, you know, there's other reasons that it's you know, bad. But you know, other companies are getting involved now. They're saying, you know, we're not going to do business with Dick's. National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Finally.
You know, yeah, disassociated with Dick's and I guess booted them out. I don't know what the reason is. I think maybe, you know, do they really think that the anti-gun snowflakes are going to be their core base and their core customers? Because you're right, Mark. It's only a matter of a percentage point or two between you and a competitor can be the difference between one or the other being successful and the other folding and going belly up. You know, with Dick's, there's a lot of other, you know, factors in the competitive marketplace as well. First of all, they do have competitors, okay? And secondly, you'll see with a lot of the stuff they sell, Amazon has just kicked everybody's
tail, right.
Okay, in terms of brick and mortar, and it's just, you know, almost like it's going the way of the dinosaur. So I don't know what his absolute agenda is unless, you know what, this guy's got a golden parachute, and if the ship sinks, he's not like the captain of the Titanic. He's not going to go down with it. He's going to sail off and do quite well personally. That's about the only thing that I can offer for that. But then you run into other entities like banks that are discriminating,
right,
or insurance companies that are discriminating, and you just kind of scratch your head and wonder, is this the way that it's going, and is there enough media support? Do these top executives, are they so insulated from Heartland America that they believe what CNN tells them and they believe what the people in the upper strata tell them about things. It was like, I'm trying to remember the columnist for one of the national newspapers, and this was at the time of Nixon, and she said, you know, I don't know anybody who voted Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Pauline Kael, I think it was. And maybe that's what it is as well. They're provincial in their own ways. They're just as provincial as a rustic in an East European village, that they have their own inner circle, and if you're outside of that, they don't comprehend it.
Yeah, her original comment was along the lines of, I don't know how he got elected. I don't know anyone who voted for him.
Yeah.
And that is Pauline, by the way. And, you know, it's interesting to me because you go into the banks and other issues. That was the left fork in the road. Let me go to the right fork in the road here. Because you are not, first, I have to ask you this question. I have to, but I can't help myself. Is the CEO of the Bank of America really, truly afraid of a David Hogg? Does he really believe that David, oh my God, that kid's going to bring down the bank? Does he believe that? Does MetLife really fear him that much? Maybe individually because they're insulated in that bubble that you talk about, that may very well be the case. But in the real world, we all know that 25 people complaining and groaning on a Twitter account does not represent all of the thousands of people who came and ate in your restaurant over the last month. Get your head out of social media, for Christ's sake. Tell me.
This is also something that's been going on for some time, okay? And about 2 years ago or so, Snoop Dogg, okay?
Yeah.
talk about a character worthy of giving investment advice, okay? And he had this, I forget what the movement was called, to divest yourself of the stocks and things like that. But David Hogg tried it with, I think it was the BlackRock group, and they didn't listen to him. Of course, he also tried it with Laura Ingraham's show, and now her ratings, I guess, are through the roof.
Well, you know, he's done it with the NRA, and they've seen record fundraising. So like Hawkins always says at Breitbart, keep talking. I mean, you know, listen, Democrats, fall for this crap. Go ahead. Continue to run on this as a national platform. I want you to do it.
Get as radical as you can.
Sure.
Because what that does is it lets the middle of the roaders kind of see and say, wait a minute, this does not seem reasonable. So after this latest incident, this atrocity at Santa Fe High School, where it turns out that the evil AR-15 was not used, there's a columnist in the Chicago Tribune, I think, or the Sun-Times, whatever the paper is, and she's still railing against it. And basically, it's, are you now saying that you want to ban shotguns? Is that what you're really saying?
If they're standing on their convictions, much like Dix, they should get rid of handguns, which were used to murder 32 people in Virginia Tech and is obviously in 80% of the cases of murders, including gangbanger murders and everything else around the country, which is most murders, by the way, committed by criminals carrying handguns. Dix should not want to carry any guns at all. Now, when we come back from the break, I want to go down that right fork in the road, which is the response from the firearms industry. And then I've got a couple other places I want to take you to. Like, why aren't we hearing any more about Santa Fe like we did Parkland? And I know you know the answer to that, because this one doesn't fit their agenda because of the weapons used, which proves an awful lot about their convictions. When we come back, David Kodria continues this fascinating conversation. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. Back after this. Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. To learn how you can properly protect and preserve your financial portfolio, check out McIlvaney ICA online at ica.gold, America's foremost precious metals advisors since 1972.
Hey, if you stack silver, I got this habit. I mean, okay, I just do. Like, I love the survival stuff, and silver is always fun. Whenever I get a little, you know, inkling, I'll buy a few bars of silver here and there. And that ICA, McIlvaney ICA, is a great place to go to learn. I've been doing a lot of reading about this stuff, and I'll keep you posted on my efforts there. I've been talking about it a couple weeks. It's something that when I get the time, I'm going to really, really dig into. But they set up a webpage specifically for us, specifically for Armed American Radio, ICA.gold. So go check it out. If you're into playing with gold, or if you're into playing with silver, I'll be honest with you, I wish I could afford to be buying 10-ounce bars of gold, for gosh sakes. But I can't do that right now. One day, and I'll keep you posted. Keep playing my cards right? But ICA.gold, it welcomes Armed American Radio listeners. Go over there and learn a few things. It's kind of fun to get into it. And silver's the poor man's gold, right? It's easy to buy a few bars of silver. It doesn't break the bank. And it's fun to have. Got it in the safe. So, well, then what do you do with it, right? ICA.gold, and check them out. They came to us because they love you as a listener and wanted to reach you because they believe in what we believe in. And, man, I'm telling you what. You hear David and I talking about financial institutions that are being pressured to bail on us. There are financial institutions and people who handle finances and things like this and IRAs that support us. And these are the people that we should be supporting because they're out there. Yeah, I believe, David Cotier, welcome back to the show. I believe that where one door closes, another opportunity opens up. You see Bank of America and another bank bail on this, you're going to see somebody out there create a new bank, and it's going to flourish. That's just the way capitalism works. Let me not go down that road with you now. Let me go into the firearms industry with you. The first thing we did, I know you know about Hornady in New York. Hornady just slammed it right into one of America's sleaziest politicians, Cuomo, and said, I'm done. We're not taking this from you. We're not going to sell our product to your agency, state agency. That means the New York State Police and any other state-funded agency that uses firearms to protect themselves. And you get every once in a while, you get that little dope. He goes, well, that's not, I don't know. I don't know how that should work. I mean, you know, we got to keep protecting the men in blue. Well, let me tell you something. The men in blue need to step up and have a little conversation with their governor, okay? Hornady finally did what I've been calling for years, bail on these people, quit doing business with them. And then shortly after that, when you saw Dick's Sporting Goods, all of a sudden, I think people looked at Hornady and said, you know what? That was a gutsy move. You know what? I'm not going to sell anything to Dick's. And I think they saw this as an opportunity. Then you get a little snowball effect. David, isn't it about time that the firearms industry said, the hell with you? Because guess what will happen? I've already bought Hornady ammo. And I know millions of others will, too. They yeah. will explode. Take it away.
It's way past time, and you're absolutely right. The merchants who support us deserve our support in return, because there are plenty who are just in it for the buck, and they will turn and throw us under the bus at the first opportunity. And, of course, Hornady was following an example set years ago by Ronnie Barrett with his 50 calibers and the way that he told various entities in the state of California and other places that he was no longer going to sell
right.
and or
That's
service
right.
his rifles, because they were part and parcel of trying to get his products banned. And in terms of the men in blue, yes, it's past time, because these are the same people who will arrest you for violating a gun law.
Yeah, that's, you know, I didn't waffle on that at all, and I wouldn't. Look, as far as I'm concerned, if you watch The Walking Dead, if you watch The Walking Dead, all right, you saw how Negan had what's-his-face Eugene making bullets for him. New York can find.
Don't tell me, because I don't get cable, and so you're going to spoil it.
No, I'm not spoiling anything for you. Not spoiling anything. I promise. I won't tell you what happened. I'm only going to tell you, listener, that if you what New York needs to do, without spoiling this for David, is they need to find somebody to make their own bullets for him. That's what they need to find. And the rest of the firearms community needs to take that as a cue and say, that's it. We're done. We're finished. Now, I understand, David, I know it's tough. It's like when I used to say to folks in Illinois, in particular Chicago, if you live in the area, you need to get out. There's no hope for you. I was proven wrong, and I ate crow. You know, 2.5-3 years later, Illinois had CCW. Now, it's not anywhere near as gun-friendly as the rest of America, and they still fight us at every twist and turn. But a lot of people said to me, hey, look, I can't get out. My family's here. My job is here. My career is here. I moved here. I just can't. I have to stay here and fight. And, you know, I agreed with them. And 2 years later, sure enough, there they were. But this is different, because you're right. But that doesn't speak for all cops. I think some of them that matter would jump up and tell Cuomo, you know what, guys? You're jeopardizing our lives. Shut up with your politics.
There were something like 23 sheriffs in the state of New York.
Sure.
Who told Cuomo after the Safe Act, we're not going to enforce it. So, yes, there are, in fact, you know, this is why, you know, I'm a supporter of Oath Keepers, okay? There are, you know, orders they will not obey, which includes disarming the American citizen. And people want to say, well, they're just a bunch of anti-government extremists. No, in fact, they're not. They hold the Constitution to the higher standard.
Yeah, it's interesting. New York, you're listening on a number of stations in New York right now. Honestly, we know what the case is. You're being held hostage by Manhattan and the boroughs. That's what's happened. And it's a shame. It's a shame that city can hold you, the entire state, hostage. But I got to tell you, that's a great reason and a great analogy to point to when we say that's why we have an electoral college, by the way, too. That's why we have it, for that very reason. We need the rest of the country being held hostage to 3 or 4 major metropolitan areas, and that's exactly what happens. So, yeah. Anyway, that's a whole different deal. David, how come we're not hearing about Santa Fe on the news like we did in Parkland as much and as often? And as AWR reminded me and my listeners in hour two, that he's forced to watch the Sunday shows, and ABC didn't even mention it until 15 or 20 minutes into the program. Why wasn't it the lead story, like Parkland still is in many cases?
Because it doesn't give them, it doesn't support their narrative that we have to ban semi-automatic rifles. It's really quite simple. And so now they're really presented with a dilemma, because now if they do what they always do, which says go after the gun and ban the gun, they have to go after shotguns. And wait a minute, we're saying that the Second Amendment, you know, we're all about hunting. You know, we believe in the Second Amendment, but you don't need these guns for hunting deer and hunting ducks and things like that. And so now all of a sudden, what are they going to do? This is too early in the game for them to go after. Now, rest assured, that is a goal. They eventually would like to ban it all, but right now they can't admit that.
All right, so I'm going to ask you the same thing. I love getting the different perspectives from you. I have a feeling I know how you're going to answer this. In fact, I'll bet money on it. But I'm going to ask you the same question I posed to AWR Hawkins. That tells me that there was a meeting, because, look, we all know how television is done. You've been on television. I've been on television. We know how these shows work. I've sat and watched them. I've been in green rooms. I've been right there as they're putting stuff on. You can hear them talking and telling you what. It's all right there if you're sitting on the set. And it tells me, just like we get together on a radio program, if I'm doing a remote, I sit down and do show prep with the people that are going to be co-hosting the program with, and we talk about it. We don't want to talk about that story now. Let's move that over here. If we get to it at all, we do what's called triage when we're prepping the program, David. So that tells me that there were higher ups at ABC that sat down and decided specifically not to cover that story. It was pushed off intentionally. It wasn't because Stephanopoulos didn't have time to get to it. 30 seconds before the break, please.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what we call lies of omission. Okay? I think John Lott has written about that quite a bit as well. And they're going to cover what they want to cover, and they're not going to cover what does not help them advance their narrative. It's really kind of a simple equation.
So they don't really care about the kids at Santa Fe, not like they did at Parkland. It's going to be difficult for teenagers in Santa Fe to rise up like they did, because they have a different set of philosophies, don't they? They're gun rights supporters. Now, listeners, you may know my good friend, Val Dior, the news chick. She's from Santa Fe and went to that school. She's not going to be here this week, but she will be next week. And we'll be talking to her back after this with David Kodria.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to usccaonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. Go there. That's usccaonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
All right. It's hard to believe, man. We're at the final segment of Armed American Radio's monster broadcast today from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I hate that, but at the same time, we are moving into a new week. Get this, Memorial Day weekend is coming up next weekend, and I'm going to do my level best to get you the meatloaf recipe. I have it queued up here ready to go on my phone so I can read it to you, because I got to get you the Grilling Wild Arms segment. It gives you enough time to order some of that Texas barbecue rub, because you have to have it for the ingredient. I made 8 of them today. I smoked 8 of them back at Armed American Radio Ranch on my Lang barbecue smoker, because I'm googling on a Lang. And let me tell you something, I took more photos and videos and had a whole bunch of fun for that, but I'm actually going to be shipping some of those meatloaves up to some friends in Virginia Beach, and did some ribs and all kinds of fun stuff. So Grilling Wild Arms season is in full swing. That Lang barbecue cooker, that 36-inch hybrid I got, is just rolling in smoke. I've got it covered under a canopy today, and I'm going to be doing some pork shoulders on it tomorrow during the day. So I'm going to be up very, very early getting that going before we head over to do the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show. So we're going to move quickly to give you that recipe. Hopefully, please don't hold it against me if I don't. You know what I'll do? I'll put it up on armedamericanradio.com if I don't get to it. But I'm going to read you the ingredients tonight. I promise. I'll read you the ingredients. It's real simple. Just make sure you got a notepad and a pen, okay? All right. Well, hey, what is an Elmer Fudd? An Elmer Fudd sounds kind of like this. Oh, that's an Elmer Fudd, right? We know what an Elmer Fudd is if you're old enough to know the old Bugs Bunny cartoons. But David Kodria and real people who write about rights and guns and firearms freedom have a whole different perspective on what a Fudd is. Hey, David, what's a Fudd?
Well, let's qualify it first, okay? Because a FUD is not exclusively a hunter or a sports shooter, because as we know, there are many wonderful hunters and sports shooters who make great contributions to the right to keep and bear arms, and they provide a venue for people to get involved in it and for people to have a personal stake in firearms ownership. So it's not meant as a disrespect to that. What it really is it's the person who views sport as the be-all, end-all, the John Kerry who goes duck hunting for a photo op and then turns around and tries to ban the other guns that he says aren't needed for hunting deer. And there are plenty of people like that, you know, the gun owners who still shop at Dick's Sporting Goods, okay? These are the FUDs. These are the guys who throw us under the bus. And what they don't realize, it reminds me of the old Homer's Odyssey, where they were trapped in the cave by the Cyclops, and because Odysseus had made him wine, he said, I'm going to eat you last. But mark it, fellas, they will eat you, okay? You will be next. You've heard it here. I don't know how many other ways we can prove it to you. This is a game of incrementalism, and after they come after us, they will be coming after you.
Why did this happen? The Outdoor Writers Association of America, right? Isn't that who it was? OWAA?
Well, it was not them. It was several of their prominent members, nine of their prominent members they have this inner circle, and there were like three past presidents, and they basically joined Dick's Sporting Goods in recommending that we ban, you know, certain rifles that you don't need to hunt deer, and that you raise the age to 21, and universal background checks, and the entire Everytown wish list for now. Okay, understand though that once that wish list is accomplished, they'll come up with another one.
So what we've got here, in a nutshell, is all those pro-gun writers who see guns as a means to hunt only. Generally speaking, we're talking about a bunch of older white guys, FUDs, okay, right, who put the context of the Second Amendment squarely into their hunting and nothing else, no tactical, no self-defense aspects whatsoever. Am I right there so far?
Yeah, I've got a graphic that I took this painting from the Library of Congress, and it's George Washington and Lafayette riding through a Continental Army camp, and I've got word balloons coming out of them, and George Washington is saying, stand fast, men, you know, once we secure the right to hunt deer, you know, we'll be safe and we can all go home. And I've got Lafayette saying, and ducks, General, don't forget the ducks, as if that is the reason that people have bled and died and given the last full measure of devotion for liberty.
And it's brilliant, and that's where I'll leave it for there, because I got to give out a recipe, but I want you to stay here with me while we do that, because, you know, it's grilling while arm season coming up here. And David, I've got a new 1,000-pound, and it's beautiful, a new Lang barbecue smoker. You can check it out, by the way. It's called the 36 Hybrid, if you're interested, listener, at langbbqsmokers.com. 36 Hybrid with the wheels is what I've got at AAR Ranch. Check that out. Boy, I'll tell you, it's a beauty. Save your pennies like I did. I had to break down and get it. I needed a stick burner, a real stick burner, and that's the Lamborghini of stick burners, David. That thing's got no, what do you call it, tube? What do we call that?
Venturi tube.
A Venturi tube for your gas grill.
Clean the spider webs out of it, huh?
I'm telling you what, bro. I bought a torch for, you know, killing weeds on farms. This thing is just, it's a flamethrower attached to the propane tank, and I love getting the big oak and the big hunks of wood in there fired up. Let me give you, get your pen and paper handy, listener, and write this down. It's very important. 3 pounds of your favorite ground beef. I use 80-20 chuck, 80-20 chuck, a half a medium onion, minced, 1/2 medium bell pepper, minced. You can use red, green, and yellow peppers. I use a combination of all three on the 8 loaves I did today. 1 small jalapeno, minced. I use 3. Why not? I love it. 6 eggs, 1.5 stacks of Ritz crackers, 1/4 cup of grated Parmesan cheese. I use the Parmesan and Romano cheese mixture, but Parmesan or Romano themselves work standalone. 1/3 cup of Texas barbecue rub, original or Grand Champion. You have to have it. One quarter cup of Worcestershire sauce, as old Texas Bill Cannon says. A half a cup of your favorite barbecue sauce. I use Sweet Baby Ray's Original. It's wonderful. A quarter cup of liquid smoke if you're going to do it in the oven. But if you're doing it in the oven, we're just not going to be friends, okay? Mix all of that up. Put it in meatloaf pans. Put it on your cooker at 225. I used oak and pecan wood today on a stick burner on that Lang barbecue smoker. 225 for a couple and a half hours until that meat is about 175. Now, you're going to mix that barbecue sauce into the meat that I just told you about. That all that gets mixed together. But about a half hour before you take it off, take another quarter cup of that barbecue sauce and spread it all over the top of that meatloaf, let it caramelize, and then take it off the cooker. You have to have the Texas barbecue rub. You get it at texasbbqrub.com. Order you up a couple of those two-pound bags of that stuff. You will not go wrong at my house. We put that stuff on everything but cereal. David Kodria, God bless you, man. Real quick, where can people find everything you do?
WarOnGuns.com will get you everywhere that I go. And it looks like I'm going to have to get the Prius and go pick up some more propane cylinders so I can try that meatloaf.
We're going to fix you yet, baby. God bless you. David Kodria, we've been doing it a long time together, man. You know we love you at Armed American Radio Nation. WarOnGuns.com for everything David writes. We just covered a whole bunch of his stuff today. If you want to see it, you can also catch him on AmmoLand.com. Lots of fun stuff. Until we meet tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and we're going to because they don't want us to, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never cave into this stuff. Never give up your rights. Never give an inch. You know they want a mile. And don't be a headline surfer, okay? Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.